morning.
You're talking so loud. You're talking so, so loud.
6:14.
Oh.
Friday.
Yep, it's Friday for sure.
It is a beautiful day. I'm excited.
What?
We got Fun Joke Friday. We got tickets to give away today. Hillsong United.
It's true.
They're making their way through Albuquerque June 10th. And we've got your tickets all morning long. We're going to be giving away tickets to see Hillsong United.
Mm-hmm.
So keep it locked.
Which is the next concert I go to.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, I don't worship experience. It's more, I don't know if it's more of a concert or worship experience because I don't know what to expect.
How you feeling this morning, Michelle?
I feel like my voice is like 3 octaves lower than it should be.
So, yesterday, you decided that, you know, work is overrated. I'm just going to go ahead and do what I want. So after the morning show, you jumped in a car and you and your husband ran off to Taos.
We did.
You went and saw some Mumford.
We did.
And Sons.
Yes, definitely saw their Sons.
And then drove all the way back to Albuquerque.
Yeah, I got into town.
To do the morning show.
I got back here in Albuquerque 3 hours ago.
Nice.
3 hours ago.
Yeah, me and Chrissy were giggling last night.
Why?
Thinking about it.
Why?
So we said, okay, let's be honest. They're going to Taos. They're going to see Mumford. There's going to be like 9 hippie bands.
No, there were 2. Plus a Native American dude that they just randomly found on the streets of Taos and pulled him on stage.
Really?
Seriously.
Pretty epic. So, was it the greatest show you've ever seen in your life?
You know what? It may have been.
Yeah.
It may have been. The talent that I witnessed.
Yeah.
Like, almost brought me to tears.
Right.
It sounded so good. Like, they were amazing.
How's the venue? I've never even heard of it.
So hippie-like.
Yeah, of course. Okay.
It was literally just a park. Like, there's, like, places where there's, like, dog trash bags. Like, don't forget to pick up your dog poop.
Nice.
And it's a park.
So good.
So good. Dude, they had 20 porta-potties. 8,000 plus tickets sold.
Yeah.
That line was the longest line, and I'm glad I went when I did because I was like, I couldn't have to go to the bathroom. By the time I got to the bathroom, I had to go to the bathroom.
Static.
Dude, what's up?
Hey. What up?
Hey, sorry that I threw out. I wanted to apologize to you guys yesterday. You guys are non-common. I threw out the name of that motorcycle company, so I want to say sorry.
Dude, that's okay.
Did you say it was awesome?
Yeah, you didn't say it was. You didn't say the company was awesome. You didn't say anything like that.
Oh, okay, cool.
You're allowed to like be
state
informative.
Facts. Yeah.
Like the fact is, Hillsong United is coming June 10th, but that's a commercial show, so we're not plugging it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. It makes a ton of sense.
Huh?
Dude, to be young, Michelle.
I know, right?
Dude, I admire your gusto, buddy.
Yeah. I guess.
I hung out with a few friends all night last night, and they were a bit older. They all have kids, and like by the, I don't know, halfway through, they're like, we're going to start making our way to the back, so by the time the concert's over, we can just head out. I was like, oh, you're smart. I'm staying right here.
Yep.
Because the music was that good.
It was so good. Sounds good.
Man, well, I'm glad you got that experience, dude. That's super awesome, and I'm glad you guys made it home safe, even though you were exhausted.
Thank you.
Right?
Yeah, me too. My brother-in-law drove at some point, and all I know is that I woke up from whatever. I don't even know if I can call it a nap.
Okay.
Because it was just such interrupted sleep.
Right.
But right.
I woke up from him
sleeping. Just like a little road nap where you're like, you wake up startled like you fell asleep in class.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly.
Totally, yeah. That's a little rough. But listen, man, you hang in there. You keep your
chin up.
You're a soldier.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you, man.
Thank you.
All right. I love you guys.
Love you too.
Great day.
Shane.
Bye-bye.
Shane.
That's Shane. He gave you all the sympathy in the world that you're going to get today, just so you know. Because I have none for you.
Whatever.
And you're insane. This is why I don't go see midnight movies
anymore.
I want you to know
that Stever.
Uh-huh.
The Stever.
Yeah, the Stever.
Was there with his family.
Uh-huh.
And he offered a place for me to stay.
You should have.
No. You want to know why I didn't?
Why?
Because I gave you my word.
Oh, yes. That's right.
And I was like, you know what? I told him to not produce a best of.
Because the show is going to be awesome today, so you have to give me your word that it's not going to suck.
I never gave you that word. I never gave you that word.
At least you're honest. At least you're honest. So, really?
Amazing.
Amazing?
Amazing.
Would you say it was as good as their performance at Red Rocks that they put out on Blu-ray because it was so phenomenal?
Better. You want to know why?
Why?
Because they picked that place in New Mexico because they loved the culture and they loved the way Taos looked.
Yeah.
So they pretty much gave it their all because they actually wanted to be in Taos, not because of the people or because of crazy ticket sales or because of how amazing it may have sounded, but because they wanted to be there.
You know that they went on record that they had never been more nervous to play any venue other than Red Rocks ever, and it was like their arrival moment,
and
so that's one of their like favorite moments of their lives. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, but they went on record that they were actually excited to be here and play in New Mexico for the first time.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if you know this, but I saw Mumford the first time they ever played in New Mexico.
Oh, wow. That's good. That's pretty good.
It's really cool.
In a few months, when it comes out on Blu-ray, you'll have that magical moment for all the rest of your life.
You want to know what's crazy? It's not going to be on Blu-ray because that experience was just for us.
Ah, yes. Good job. I'm glad you're alive. I'm glad you made it back from Taos.
Me too.
I was a little scared. I saw everybody's Instagrams like, oh, snap. There's a gajillion people there.
I was a little scared too, especially since everyone in some way had some form of cannabis in their system.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I'm like, dude.
Yeah.
I don't need to bring that stuff or have any of it because you guys are doing this for me.
Which is weird because you were hanging out with the Heitzigs.
Yeah. I was like, Heitzigs, put that stuff away.
Stop it right now.
I'm just kidding.
I'm so stoked that you guys all got to go up there together.
It was fun.
That's cool. Yeah. That's very, very cool. So, all right, it's Friday. Fun Joke Friday. We got tickets to Hillsong United to give away today. It's going to be a good show. Mitch is going to go get some coffee and wake up.
Hey, why don't monks sing?
Why?
Because they can't.
What? Because they're monks?
Because
they like to take a vow of silence? Not all monks take a vow of silence.
Stop. Listen to my joke again.
I'm just saying.
No, listen to my joke again.
Okay.
Hey, why don't monks sing?
Why?
Because they can't.
Wait, I still don't get it. Because some monks could sing. Like.
Oh my gosh.
Like, because
hey,
they.
I'm going to say it one more time.
Not all monks took a vow of silence. There's some monks. Look. Look, monks singing. Your joke's dumb. I don't get it.
They can't.
But they can.
No, they can't.
But they can.
See,
whoever sent in that fun joke Friday joke obviously doesn't know anything about monkery.
C-A-N-T, right? Can't.
No more monkery business up in here.
This joke's completely lost on you.
Monkery business. Because monks are singing. That doesn't make any sense. Listen to them. They're singing.
They're canting.
Oh, they're canting because they can't. Oh, man, that's hilarious. I just got it. Okay, I thought you meant because they couldn't. And I'm like, well, no, but they can.
I would have said couldn't. I would have changed.
Okay, man, I'm just not cultured enough, I guess. Okay, wait, tell me that joke again. Tell me that joke again. Go for it one more time.
Why don't monks sing?
Why?
Because they can't.
Oh, man. Because they're canting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go to a song.
Not because they couldn't, because they can. It's because. Fun Joke Friday! So excited to be here.
Oh my gosh.
Which one of us was up all night again?
That was me.
Oh, that's right.
That was me.
Okay. OBB! How can I explain it? We've all been. Me too.
I want to stay here all day.
Static Radio, Steve-O and Mitch, good morning. It is 6:30 now, just watching all the videos that Mitch took at Mumford & Sons.
Are you jealous?
I am. You were really close.
Really close.
I mean, not as close as I was for Coldplay when like I shook Chris Martin's hand and all that, but like, you're still pretty close.
Oh, you were that creeper that
shook
his hand?
I was that creeper that was like, ah! And he was like, whoa. And I couldn't tell if he was trying to push me back, but I just grabbed his hand. Ah! I'm just kidding. I just
I'm always so confused. I'm always so confused when people at concerts, like I see Justin Bieber,
and they try
concerts.
And do the hand thing, and well, then like, somebody grabs their hand. Like, whoa!
Right, but hey, like while the girl's grabbing his hand, she's screaming at him.
Right,
I'm like that's not attractive.
Did
at
you
all.
See? did you see a couple weeks ago, Beyonce?
Yes,
she was like singing, and she got down, she grabbed somebody's hand, and she's like got down on their level and sing, and then she turned around and he smacked her booty.
Yeah.
And then she said, I could throw you out of here right now or whatever she said. And it was like,
whoa. I'm going to have you escorted out. And then she just went back to singing.
And then she went back to singing.
I don't know if that guy ever got escorted out.
Who does that?
Yeah.
I didn't really grab Chris Martin's hand. That would have been kind of weird.
You just hold it.
I just held it. Chris Martin, I love you. Not
so
really.
Creepy.
Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
I mean, we were front row, but like.
I was really close to Mumford, but I wasn't close enough to feel like a weirdo. Does that make sense?
Feel like a weirdo?
Like, because you know,
being up front's weird?
Well, yeah, if you have to make
eye contact.
I just
said I was front row for Coldplay. What does that mean? Does that mean I'm a weirdo?
Well, they weren't. Yes, yes you are.
Well, cool. Perfect timing because you just broke something that I didn't even know. Breaking news. Apparently loving a band so much that you sit in the front row means you're creepy.
Stupid.
Or that you are just jealous because you were front row and other people were. Booyah! Nailed it.
You know what?
That's your breaking news.
Probably it.
Yeah,
it's probably
that's your breaking news. Do we really want to do breaking news?
Yeah.
Oh, fine. Yeah. It's Friday. It's 6:30. It's Fry News Day.
Breaking news. An 82-year-old bedridden woman suffered scratches on her face and head when a 400-pound black bear broke into her northern New Mexico home and attacked her.
What?
The woman told authorities she was in bed with the doors and windows open when the bear broke the latch on a screen door and entered the bedroom.
Uh-uh.
A housekeeper went in at about 10 p.m. to close the doors and turn off the lights and found the woman with scratches on her nose and head. Dogs tracked the bear and wildlife officers caught and killed it, actually.
Wow.
The woman's injuries are minor, but the bear must be tested for rabies.
Wow,
I feel
dude.
Sad for the bear.
So, FYI, there was a black bear loose yesterday on Paseo,
yep.
And we were, like, cracking jokes. Apparently, they're mean.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah, black bears, bro.
Oh, black bear singing in the dead of night. Breaking into homes to make you cry. Breaking into homes to make you cry.
That's pretty much not how that
All right, that's it for me. I'll see you guys later.
No, stay here.
Okay, sweet.
I have more. Breaking news, social media. It can help you keep up with friends, stay on top of the news, and maybe even fit into your skinny jeans.
Oh.
Because a study shows that using Twitter can help people lose weight.
Why?
Now, before you go thinking you can
On a treadmill.
Yeah.
They forgot the part where you're jogging down the road
while you're tweeting.
That
now,
doesn't count.
Before you go thinking you can just tweet yourself to a size 2, the volunteers in the study were taking part in a media-assisted weight loss program.
Yeah.
For 6 months, 96 overweight participants tuned into weekly podcasts about nutrition and exercise. In addition, half of them made use of mobile apps to track calories and physical activity and to keep other folks in the study apprised of their progress. On the whole, participants reduced their body weight by about 3%, but those who used Twitter lost even more. Another 0.5% for every 10 times they tweeted. Wow. Some tweets offered emotional support, and many were simply informative, like, avoided the pastries at this morning's meeting, but I did have a skim mocha without whipped cream. Mm-hmm. The study showed such confessional tweeting may help dieters stay honest.
Speaking of dieting, today's National Donut Day, so somebody should bring us donuts.
Yes, please, please.
It's National Donut Day.
I'm so tired, please.
I'll even tweet while I shove donuts in my mouth so I can lose weight. Woo! Twitter! That's not real.
I love Twitter.
I've got a video that we are going to post on Facebook. It's our video of the day.
Okay.
Every time you do the news, it's what it sounds like to me. So, because you do breaking news.
Why?
Sometimes you may stumble. Sometimes you may fall.
What are you doing?
However, I've got a video that everyone needs to see.
Are you making fun of me now?
I'm not! It's actually Brian Williams, who's like a news dude. You know what I'm saying?
Brian.
Right?
Brian?
No, I've got the video right here, yo.
Are you going to post it? Are you sending it to...
Yeah, I'll send it. I'll send it.
Okay, fine.
So make sure you get Facebook.
Facebook.com/myaesthetic radio for this video that apparently sounds just like me.
It does sound just like you. Static!
Hey, Stuart. Can I change the topic for 2 minutes?
Yeah, breaking news is over.
Change the topic. What topic were we on?
I don't even know.
You don't even know? Oh, the humanity.
There are two food items that I want to share with you. One of them is completely amazing. The other is not.
Can't share food item unless it's like...
Bacon and mayonnaise.
Is it generic? Are you generalizing? You can't try and sell us on a food item at the grocery store.
No. Sonic got a new...
No!
You can't do
we
that,
We are
bro.
Non-commercial,
which,
sir!
Which means you can't say
You can't sell a Sonic with their stupid commercials with those two guys in the car, and it's like,
so
where are their wives? Where are their wives?
They got a new kind of milkshake. Do you know what the ingredients are?
Peanut butter and bacon.
Yes.
Boom! You ruined a story. Now you know how I feel, sir.
Awesome.
Now you know how I feel.
Are you aware of those pizzas that you can buy that have meat stuffed in the middle?
No.
No. Okay. Then never mind.
Well, that...
Pizzas with meat stuffed in them?
Yeah, so you have a layer of crust, and then you put...
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about a calzone? Because that's not a pizza.
It kind of is.
It's a calzone.
It's a calzone.
Sicilians everywhere want to fight you to the death.
And you too, because it's calzone.
Because you just called a calzone pizza.
There you go.
You can buy it at a pizza shop. Anyway, what you do with those is you buy a pizza like that, and you go to McDonald's, and then you buy some chicken nuggets. Put the nuggets on top of the pizza.
Gross,
dude.
You're a disgusting individual.
Pizza on top.
Disgusting, disgusting.
Let him finish.
On top of the nuggets. Sandwich them together and you eat it.
That's disgusting.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds healthy too.
Sounds really healthy. As long as you're tweeting while you eat it, you'll be okay.
Exactly. You have to tweet while you eat it so you lose a little bit of weight.
It's a calzone.
It's a calzone.
With the chicken to make a nugget.
It's not even a calzone. There's no I between L and Z.
It's a calzone.
No. All right.
Thank you.
Can you please step up by Maylene?
Maybe.
Possibly.
As long as you step up your game, tell us some better stories next time. Step up!
I have no control over him.
No, you do not, woman.
Sorry.
Thanks for the call.
Stop that.
All right. Step up, Maylene.
Step up.
It could happen. I don't know what happened to me today.
I am in rare form. Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and apologize right now. Maybe it's because...
Apologies to me.
I took about 6 energy drinks this morning because...
No, you didn't.
I assumed that you would be either not here or sleeping on the floor because you went to Mumford and Taos and drove all the way back so that you could be on the show this morning. So I had like 14 energy drinks this morning so that I could make sure I had enough energy so I could make sure the show could keep going. Because if the show couldn't keep going, then we wouldn't have a show to do and we need to make sure we have a show to do. I still have the Godfather stuff in the background. Calzone. Wouldn't that be amazing?
Zone.
I actually haven't had any sugar or
anything this morning.
You're
just going.
This is just natural me.
Yeah.
This is my natural state.
I do this every day.
Static!
Steve-O, you need to chill out, bro.
Yeah. Bro.
Bro, you need to chill out, dude.
Bo-boy from Cruces.
Hey,
buddy. Welcome to the show. Is this better?
I didn't make it up, but you know how some people say, man, that's the shizzle or whatever?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I got a new one.
Okay.
That's the Shire.
The Shire. That's the Shire, bro.
Yeah, that means, like, dude, that's the bomb.
That's the bomb. It's the Shire. Because it's home. I mean, you know, unless you're actually in, like, New Zealand and somebody points and says, that's the Shire, in which case they're probably just talking about where they filmed the Lord of the Rings and or the Hobbit.
In New Zealand, yeah.
In New Zealand, yeah. All right, bro, that's the Shire.
All right, hey, what about
aye-aye?
Later.
All right, later.
Hey, what do Mexicans wear in the summer?
Sombreros.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Shut up. I am the smartest man alive.
Did you know that joke?
I actually didn't. I just thought I was making it up and it was going to be better than your answer.
Oh.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static! Silverline Vicious. Static Radio.
No.
Good morning.
Hey.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Good morning.
It is Friday.
It is Friday. It's June 7th.
It's 6:46, and we need your help this morning. Phone lines are open, 505-338-3700.
We need help with birthdays.
We need help with birthdays. Today's birthdays, and we love rocking birthdays.
That's
but you can't, it just can't be you. Maybe we pitch you against a listener.
Okay.
I like that.
You can if you want.
Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number.
Are there good birthdays today?
There are great birthdays today.
Meaning no?
No, there really are.
There really are?
I should have gotten some audio for like half of them.
Oh, no. Well, we didn't really have time.
505-338-3700, the phone number. We do this every single weekday at 645. Birthdays, if you would like to try and guess. But it's the honor system. No Google, bro.
Yeah, for real.
No cheating.
What's funny is that we had people call in yesterday, and they couldn't cheat because they were also driving.
They were also driving.
So we don't really suggest that you drive.
There's some really fantastic birthdays today. Can I just say that? Can I say that?
This is boring.
Yeah, I know. We need somebody to call in. 505.
Is it Michael Sarah's birthday?
338-3700, the phone number. Mitch!
What?
Shh.
Will you play that...
I just played a clip from Scott Pilgrim.
At the most inappropriate time.
Nuh-uh, because this is boring, because nobody was calling in.
Okay, well then, let me start guessing.
Start guessing?
Yeah. If they don't want to win anything, then they don't...
Okay. All right. So are you ready?
We're like the parents, and they're like our kids. Fine, okay. If you don't want to win anything, then don't call in. But don't complain when you don't get it.
This person is on Arrested Development. He may or may not have played Scott Pilgrim in one of the greatest movies of all time. Ever.
Brad Pitt.
No, just close. He was not in Arrested Development. Actually, I don't know. I've never seen Arrested Development.
You...
What? You've never seen Arrested Development?
No.
It's the greatest show on television. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
How could you not see
Arrested Development?
That's what I hear all the time.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Oh, okay, cool. No. Static!
Hey, guys. So, you guys guess for the birthday yet?
Yeah, dude, who's this?
This is Crystal.
Crystal? Would you like to try your hand against my co-host here, Mitch? Because she doesn't have anybody to play against.
Sure.
All right. I like this.
Well, here's the thing. Let me just finish this really fast. I only started watching Arrested Development like a week and a half ago.
Boo, okay.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I don't watch TV at all.
Okay, there you go.
This would be really fun.
Gonna be fantastic at this. Okay. From Superbad, Arrested Development, Scott Pilgrim.
Michael Cera.
Michael Cera's birthday today. Good job.
Okay. I know who you're talking about, but I don't know his name, so that's cool.
That's cool.
But I'm gonna guess he's 26.
Dang, that was my guess. He's 27.
Oh, wow. You guys are going to be so bummed when I say he's 25.
No way.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah, he's 25.
No, I'm not bummed because we're the same age. That's cool.
There you go. He's a little bit younger than you, Michelle. He's younger than you, Michelle. So,
I'm done with my life.
You haven't done anything. That's okay.
Like Mumford,
you saw Mumford and Taos.
Yeah, but I looked at Marcus Mumford and I'm like, dude, you're like 27. What have I done with my life?
Right? I know. It's crazy.
I'll try and get older people so you at least feel a little better about your life. Okay. his daughter gets taken a lot in movies.
What's his name?
I don't know. I know who you're talking about.
He was in Batman Begins.
He
was also in Star Wars. And he's kind of got a gruff voice.
Oh, wait.
It's like, I have acquired a certain set of skills.
This is what happens when I don't pay attention to names in movies.
Oh. He's not Asian. I don't know why.
Was he in Taken? Because that's the only person I thought of.
Yeah. What's his name?
What is his name? Liam?
Yeah.
Liam Neeson.
Yes!
Gosh, good job, man.
That's forever.
That's cool.
How old is the Liam of Neeson?
56.
I don't know. I'm going to say 52.
Wow, he loves you both. He is actually 61 years old today. Liam Neeson looks good, yo. Don't take his daughter. He'll hurt you.
Yeah, I know.
In his 60s with his walker.
Yeah, he's amazing.
He's in pretty good shape to be running after all those people taking his daughter.
Yeah. This is true. All right. Man, I'm so bummed I don't have music for you guys because there's some really, really great music today and I don't have it. Are you kidding me?
It's okay. Just keep going.
Purple rain.
It's Prince's birthday.
Yes, it's Prince's birthday today. It's Prince's birthday.
Prince, gosh, how is he?
It's Prince's birthday
Prince,
today.
I love Prince.
I love Prince, too. If you could tell me, how old is Prince today?
Okay.
Today. It's Prince's birthday, y'all.
You're so good at that. He is 52.
I'm going to say older. I'm going to say 57.
Ooh, y'all are pretty good guesses right there. Oh. Terrebonne Rain. He's 55. You're
no!
both wrong.
Yeah.
Man, we're so close, Mitch. We need to, like,
you guys need to team up. Apparently, you need to team up. let's see.
55. No, I don't know if you're supposed to tell us.
No, I'm trying to find music. We don't have this. Are you kidding me?
What?
The Carlton dance.
Is it Carlton's birthday?
It is not Carlton's birthday.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not unusual to be loved.
I don't know who's saying it.
Oh.
Who's that?
I don't know who's saying it.
You don't?
No.
Starts with Tom Jones.
Wait.
Is it Tom Jones?
Starts with Tom Jones.
Tom Jones.
Tom Jones' birthday today. Good job, guys.
Oh, that's it? Okay, wait. That song came out like a while ago.
Right?
So he's got to be older because Carlton danced to it a long time ago.
He's got to be in his like 60s or early 70s.
I was going to say 72.
I'm going to say 70 just to be on the safe side.
Oh, man. You guys are 73.
No! Yeah. Why?
73 years old. You guys are so close. But you're wrong every time.
We got close to that time, though. You really did.
This dude played Eddie Haskell on Leave It to Beaver.
Oh.
Because I know you
little,
guys.
The little kid?
Eddie Haskell.
I don't know then.
He was the other one.
Oh, is he the dude that played Eddie Haskell?
He's the dude that played Eddie Haskell. He's also apparently a retired LAPD officer. I didn't realize after that he went on to be a police officer.
I have no idea, honestly.
He did great things. Leave it to Beaver. His name's Ken Osmond.
I would not have ever known that.
Ken Osmond. Yeah. How old is Ken Osmond?
Well, Leave It to Beaver came out when I was like 10.
Wait. When you were like 10? No.
I don't think we were born.
Leave It to Beaver came out when I was like negative 20.
Oh, so you're talking about the original.
Yeah.
Beaver.
Yeah, cool. Leave It to Beaver.
Okay, so it was probably like, okay, so 50.
Yeah.
I'm going to, you know what? 69.
I have no idea.
69 is my guess.
69 is your guess? I'm going to guess 71. Just.
Oh my gosh. He's looking at me like, he's laughing. What?
He is 70 years old.
Oh my gosh.
You guys are really great at being off by 1 year.
I'm about to freak out.
This is incredible. Crystal, you're doing a great job.
It takes teamwork to be off by one on every guess.
Serious teamwork. All right, I'm going to play a music clip for you, except he actually wasn't in the band this time. However,
I don't know.
It is a guitar player's birthday today.
Oh, I don't know.
It's the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Uh-huh.
But I have no idea any of their names. To me, they are...
Former Red Hot Chili Pepper. From Jane's Addiction.
Nope. Is he a Jane's Addiction?
Used to be linked to Carmen Electra. I went as him for Halloween 1 year.
Is it the Oh, no! Oh, no!
Come on. I really did.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm
gonna have to find that photo and put it up on Facebook. I really went as him, except I'm shirtless. Never mind. I went as this dude for Halloween 1 year. He played in the Chili Peppers, but really he's from Jane's Addiction. Ridiculously good guitar player,
dude. I'm gonna freak out. Can I please? I'm not looking up birthdays.
It's Dave Navarro's birthday.
Dang it!
It is Dave Navarro's birthday.
I can see his face.
People are in their cars screaming at you guys.
I can see his face.
Yeah. Dave Navarro's birthday. How old is guitarist Dave Navarro?
36.
Oh, no. He's way older.
Oh, no.
He's got to be
older. Oh, no.
Linked to Carmen Electra, he was in Red Hot Chili Peppers, which is like a band from the 90s, and Jane's Addiction. So, like... mid-90s to early 2000s Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Okay.
So he's got to be a little bit older than than 30s. 46.
I'll still say 38.
Wow.
I kind of feel, I don't know.
All right.
Kind of feel good about it.
That's pretty good, Crystal. That's pretty good. He's 46, Michelle.
Yes!
Good job, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. He's 46 years old.
Well, we were not one off this time.
This is true.
Oh, I feel so good about that.
All right, Crystal, this is your final chance to redeem yourself, okay?
Okay.
It can end in a tie.
Okay.
He is a former cast member on Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
He's a voice actor in such films as Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. He plays Mitch's absolute favorite SNL character of all time.
I don't know who Mitch's favorite SNL character is.
Do you know who it is?
Is it Bill Hader?
It's Bill Hader's birthday today.
Oh. And he's very recently former SNL cast. Yeah. He just had his last episode.
FYI, I got to tell you something about his SNL cast members, because I may or may not be seeing one next week.
What?
Oh, yeah.
No.
It's okay. You went to Mumford. It's cool. No biggie.
Excuse me.
Bill Hader's birthday today.
Okay.
Okay, so he's not super young. He was also in Superbad with Michael Cera.
He was in Superbad.
What guy did he play?
He was one of the cops.
He played the older cop.
Yeah, played the older cop.
With darker hair.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm going to say 51.
Oh. He's got to be 40. 41.
41, Bill Hader.
Yeah.
Final answers, ladies?
Yeah.
Bill Hader, final answer?
No, he's in his 30s.
No, too late. You already said 40s. He is 35 years old.
Oh, what is he look?
He's 35.
He does not look your age. Can I say that?
Yeah, you can say that. You can say that all you want. He looks older or what?
Yeah, he looks older.
He looks older.
Yeah. He looks a lot older.
Maybe they just do that for the movies.
Maybe. Yeah, he's 35 today.
He does not look
35. Oh. Crystal, hang on the line. We're still going to hook you up with something awesome for playing. You're amazing. Thank you. Oh. That's awesome. All right. We got to take a quick break, but before we do, it's one more birthday today. It's a very important birthday today. One of the most important birthdays in the entire universe. One of the coolest dudes in the world.
Yep.
One of my favorite people. Today, it's Shane! Today is Shane's birthday.
Happy birthday, Shane.
He is an amazing individual. He's going to be starring in a Harley Davidson commercial coming to a television screen near you.
Because he's so cool.
Because he's amazing. He played such roles as that one guy on that other cop show that was here that wasn't Breaking Bad. What was that one called? With Mary McCormick?
In
Plain Sight. He was on In Plain Sight. And I saw a scene, and it was like, Shane is talking on my television.
Right now. Right. He was also in another commercial.
Yeah. He's been... Oh, that's right. Apparently, he had a gambling addiction at one time.
He had a gambling addiction. And people approached him.
And a Native American child.
Yes.
Because he was in a commercial.
And people approached him and try to give him advice as to how to get over his addiction.
On a commercial during the Super Bowl.
Like, hello. That's so cool.
Shane.
Do you know how many people...
What have I done with my life? Shane is so much cooler.
He really is.
Way cooler. One of the coolest people in the universe. Today is his birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Shane. We love you.
Woo!
Got to take a quick break. Coming right back. Some Philip Phillips. It is Fun Joke Friday. And we're also going to have a congressman in studio.
What?
Are you stoked about this?
I did not dress well enough.
This is pretty amazing.
To be in studio with us.
I got 2 hours this morning.
Sleep.
I hope you come up with good questions for him.
Oh,
because this
will.
Is a congressman. Did you see the Secret Service detail walking with him? That's pretty scary.
Yeah, okay. I'm running off of 2 hours of sleep.
It's going to be great.
Awesome questions.
Congressman Steve Pierce in studio. In studio. Woo! Get to the webcam. Steve Owen Mitch.
In the morning.
Happy birthday, Shane!
Sorry, hold on. I was looking at Mumford and Sons pictures. There is road construction. The right lane is closed. Princeton South at Aztec. There is also more road construction. The right lane is closed. 2nd Street North at Candelaria. Your usual construction work at Unser and Sage and Unser and I-40. And more construction work. I can't even talk. Ugh.
You can do it.
Alameda between San Pedro and I-25. And that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And I got to say, found a great video last night. Actually, my wife showed it to me. and I just about died. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's amazing what people can do with technology these days. Jimmy Fallon, his producers really, got clips of anchor Brian Williams speaking, and they mashed it all together and somehow made Brian Williams sing Snoop Dogg. Without Brian Williams singing Snoop Dogg.
That's
Does this make sense?
I love it.
I thought of you because, you know, you do news every day.
Uh-huh.
And at some point, apparently, I'm going to have to take your news clips and mash them up because this is brilliant.
NBC News anchor Brian Williams edited to make it look like he's performing the Snoop Dogg classic Ain't Nothing But a G-Thang.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No, this is real. This is happening.
One, two, three, up to the fourth. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre
is at the door.
Ain't nothing but a G-thing, baby. Two, both out G, so we're praised. C, Death Row is the label that pays for me, so just shield. To the next episode.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Brian Williams rapping Snoop Dogg on Jimmy Fallon. You can check it out. We posted it at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. You're welcome.
Check it out. I can't believe that.
Fun Joe Friday.
Woo!
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. We are voices fighting fire. Static radio. Good morning.
Hey.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Hi.
7:26 now on your Fun Joke Friday.
That's right. That's what today is.
You can get your jokes in now at facebook.com/mystaticradio or give us a call. 505-338-3700. Coming up, hopefully.
Hopefully.
I'm going to say hopefully, because he's got, like, Secret Service and he's a scary, busy man. But Congressman Steve Pierce is in studio right now, hanging out with our dear friend Peter Benson for ABQ
Doing
Connect.
Cool things.
On the other station, the grown-ups station.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, hey, this dude's here. I'm stealing him. I mean, I shouldn't say that. I'm not going to steal him.
You can't because
I can't,
because
Secret Service is here and they have like earpieces and stuff.
Yeah.
But we may have a congressman in studio,
hopefully,
which would be awesome.
I hope.
You can get your crazy questions in for that too if you want. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Feel free to ask whatever you want. I will ask him.
Okay.
I will ask him.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what it is. Unless it's Creepy Caleb's question, because I'm pretty sure congressmen can't
answer
where they would hide bodies.
Yeah. Where would you expect to find a dead body?
They're obviously not into that anyways. Thus, the scary guys walking around with them with earpieces.
Yeah.
So,
I don't want to chance it.
Oh, man. It's going to be an awesome interview.
It's true. I hope that he comes in.
Yeah. So, anyways. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
I actually have some serious stuff to talk to him about today. I've been watching the news more and more because Stever, he's been scaring me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, did you see? Did you see
I
the
know.
IRS? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what? And he's like, yeah, bro. Did you see this? Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, no!
Hmm.
And then he's showing me all these clips from all these different news outlets and how this country's going down, yo, and how the president, blah, blah, blah.
Crazy,
it's crazy.
Crazy, crazy.
So I'm going to make sure I ask him all those questions, too.
Yeah.
Ask about the IRS stuff.
My boss said that.
my boss said that the president
is doing this.
Yeah. Actually, I found the story about some senators who were trying to push to replace the dollar bill. So I definitely want to talk about that. Federal Reserve would be allowed to continue putting out dollar bills in circulation for 4 years after this law would go into effect. But they're trying to replace it with a coin, a $1 coin.
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
Okay.
That's, I don't know.
Sounds confusing.
We'll find out what the big deal is.
I feel like it's going to be really confusing.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever. Facebook.com/mystaticradio if you have questions for Congressman Steve Pierce. I want to remind you guys, coming up a week from today.
Oh my gosh, that's in 7 days.
7 days from now, we are throwing a birthday bash of epic proportions. You need to get your tickets now for our awesome shindig.
Yes.
2 years now. Static Radio has been going strong.
It's our birthday. June pretty much marks our birthday month.
Yeah.
And we're throwing a party. And
we
you're
are.
Invited. MyStaticRadio.com for all the ticket details.
House of Heroes, Come Wind. In fact, we'll play some Come Wind for you right now. They will be opening it up.
They are amazing.
Yeah.
I've been listening to more of them. Oh my gosh. I'm excited for this concert.
They're playing. House of Heroes is playing. Tickets are available now. They're $15. Get them at mystaticradio.com. Among Savages, song called Terrified. Static Radio. Good morning, Steve-O and Mitch, hanging out with you, and in studio right now. I'm pretty excited. We have a very special guest hanging out, and I teased it this morning. I saw him over across the way at KNKT and said, "Dude, if we can get Congressman Steve Pearson here, it's happening." And it's happening. Steve Pearce joining us in studio.
What up?
Good morning, sir.
Terrified.
Yes.
That's me.
How are you? I know. Now, this is a whole different world over here at Static Radio. You were just on with Peter Benson, I'm sure, talking about awesome things.
Cool, calm over there.
Over there. It's just normal and whatever.
Here we got the lightning and the thunder.
Now it's a little crazy. That's right. That's right. So for those who are like, "Hey, Congressman Steve Pearce, wait, that's not Albuquerque. That's Southern. Where are you and what do you do?" And yeah, give a little
history
of what you've got going on right now.
Yeah, we just flew in last night.
Yeah,
came into Albuquerque. We're going to do Monday a veterans telephone or a town hall at the American Legion Post 13, and that's talking about PTSD.
Okay, mm-hmm.
A lot of kids coming back.
Yeah,
just things that need to be dealt with.
Yeah,
and one guy my age, when we all went to Vietnam, same sort of thing, and he caught me when I got elected to Congress. So I was about this age, and he said, "Hey, dude, if it could have gotten me in to see a therapist 3 or 4 times, I could have lived a productive life."
Right.
Well, I don't want kids coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq to say 30, 40, and 50
right.
years. I could have.
I could have.
I could have. And
right.
so that just sends chill bumps up and down my spine when I think about it. So we're going to have the local Veterans Administration Hospital here. George Barnell is the administrator. And we'll be talking to veterans about the shortcomings of the program.
Okay.
Now, Albuquerque's doing about as well as anyone in the country,
okay.
this VA. But we still feel like we need to push that envelope. So if you watch me, we don't mind pushing envelopes.
You don't, which is great. That's why I was stoked that you're in here, because I'm like, I'm going to be a little irreverent and ask some crazy questions, because we usually get the listener lightning round. We get some crazy listener questions. So my first question for you this morning is, if you choke a Smurf, what color does it turn?
No, it starts out blue and then it turns deep purple.
Deep purple.
Yes!
Okay,
that's exactly what we think every single time, but people are like, red? Like, well blue
red and blue
red.
Make purple. So,
I mean, yeah, so
that
just,
would make sense.
Yeah, so just let Eric come over here and choke me and see. I mean, let's do it live in kind.
Oh, you are going to be fun. I like that. So when you have to go out, let's say it's like election time and you have to go out and you're like answering questions, do you have people that prep you with stupid questions like that?
No,
That you've actually put thought into the fact that a Smurf turns purple?
I go in alone, unarmed, and unafraid.
There you go. All right. I like that.
That's the way to
I like
be.
That. Okay.
I feel a little bit like David. I take off all that armor and I just walk
you
down
just
there
walk
in my
down
slingshot
there.
And my loincloth and so wearing
I love it. If you could ever do a debate in a loincloth, would you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, all right.
I mean, I'm doing
like
that right now.
Right.
You guys got those spears thrown at me?
It all makes sense.
This is making much sense. All right, Congressman Steve Pearce joining us in studio. Okay, if you could enact a law that would last for all eternity, or at least as long as, you know, America's here.
Yeah, next week. Yeah.
Okay. That could never be overturned, no matter what. What would you like? The one, this is the Steve Pearce law. It could be anything. It could be like, I mean, whatever. You can be as serious or as crazy as you want. How about let's do two? One that would be serious and one that would be a little more comical.
Well, first of all, I think the comical, I think no knuckleballs are allowed in life.
What?
Okay,
come on, no knuckleballs?
Yeah, man, hitting curveballs are hard enough. Fastballs, that ain't possible. Knuckleballs, have you ever hit a knuckleball?
Yeah, this is true.
Okay,
yeah.
So no
okay.
knuckleballs.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
But seriously, I think that we would want the American, whoever's elected into office has to be among the people they represent.
Wow, okay.
So I actually have a bill like that called the Virtual Congress.
Okay.
People say, well, how can we change Washington? You go up there and you drink that Potomac water and you get the Potomac fever.
Right.
Well, bring us here.
Okay.
Put us among the people that send us. Right now, for my constituents to see me, it takes about 3 days, probably a couple of $1,000 to get to Washington. You get 15 minutes on my schedule. I have a schedule card. It's all filled out and handed to me. And, here, I can come into these studios, I can be here.
Yeah, yeah.
We would have the big screen TVs set up downtown. People could come out and watch the debates. If we put us back among the people, Washington would change immediately and overnight.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, that's a really good one. So everybody would have to just kind of hang out.
You bet.
To be here. Force people to be here.
Be here. So the Washington lobbyists would have to come to 435 different districts.
Okay.
Right now, 435 districts got to go there. So put us out among the people.
Okay.
And then the people's values would be stuck in us.
Yeah.
We get there. We don't. We get ungrounded. I've been in the same church now for 30 something years, and yet I never get to visit. I'm always in there once. I'm out away from. Yeah. Hobbs all the time. So leave us among the people where we were, grounded the way we were. I think that life would get better for the average citizen.
All right. I like that. Now, you were talking about your values. I saw this video last night. We'll post it to Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Valedictorian of his high school, I don't know if you saw this, was told, okay, here's your speech. This is what you are allowed to say. This is what you're not allowed to say. There's not going to be a prayer this year for the graduation ceremony. And about halfway through his speech, he ripped it up and said the Lord's Prayer, which eruption of cheers and applause. No. And, of course, the school was pretty pissed about it. But you are a man of that value of the importance of prayer everywhere. Let's talk a little seriousness about the IRS and what's going on, because you know, we're a younger generation, and if it weren't for Steve Ryman, our boss, constantly going, did you see the news? Did you see that? This is crazy, bro! And telling us all about what's happening with the IRS, and all of a sudden, conservative groups, and asking, you know, well, what kind of prayers are you throwing down? What could you speak to this next generation to cause us to care? Because I'm seeing so much going on in Washington now, because people are showing me, dude, this is happening. They're coming against prayer groups. They're coming against conservative Christian groups. And I should care because I work for one. But then you see a lot of apathy with this next generation of just kind of not caring and saying, but that's the government, and the government's going to do their thing, and we shouldn't, abortion, whatever, we shouldn't, you know, fight it, because, I mean, whatever, it's the government, and same-sex marriage, it's the government, whatever, who are we to say who can or can't? How should we respond as Christians? I mean, how do you respond as a congressman with the values that you have as a believer in Christ? How do you respond when you see this IRS or the same-sex marriage or, you know, what, everything that is going on around us with abortion, with whatever? How do you stomach and handle that?
We start the same way that we start everything. If you watch closely the last 2 years, we've had six or seven major marches.
Yeah.
At least 1,000 people in some instances walking with us in the street saying we're not going to tolerate this.
Yeah.
So the first thing is we stand up and then we speak up. That causes people then to start questioning. Okay. People who would normally be sitting on the sidelines say, well, I know that person. Why are they out in the middle of the street protesting the government? And then they begin to put it in. If we say that apathy is going to be the final result, then we will all be apathetic.
Yeah.
But if we say that standing up is a requirement and a responsibility, then people will actually start to stand up. You can go back in biblical times during the reign of Saul. If you remember that battle where the Philistines are up on the high hills and the Israelites down here, they had even taken all the sword makers. The Philistines had taken all of the ironsmiths out. So if you're a blacksmith, you couldn't be in Israel anymore.
Yeah.
You had to be working for them. So all they had were wooden swords. But Jonathan, Saul's son, says to his armor bearer, let's go up there and let's see if we can cause a little confusion.
Yeah.
Well, God routed the army. And then all of those people who were in the foothills, they had the Israelites literally had all gone to caves and things, not wanting to fight back. Apathy. We're going to just hide our. We're going to protect our skin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they all began to flood out, and then the blacksmiths who were overworking for the enemy turned and came back to the Israelites, and they began to fight and give their swords out. And so that's how it happens. One or two people are called to stand up and lead.
Yeah.
And we never know who that's going to be. Gideon said, "I'm the least of the least. Why are you using me?"
Right.
And the Lord says, "I'm going to use you, but I'm going to make you even weaker than you are. So send home a bunch of those soldiers."
Right.
And so all those lessons are there to instruct us in how we are to stand up and fight back. We are to stand for right. We're to stand for purity, nobleness, honor.
Yeah.
And those things then compel people.
Right.
But the idea that I'm going to fight for a political party is not very compelling.
Right. Right.
I don't. I've been called into the principal's office several times in the last 2 years. And they said, Steve, you're not much of a team member. And I said, with all respect, sir, I didn't come as a team member. I said, I run as a Republican, but I serve as an American. And yeah. I said, I'll be there when the votes are right.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Congressman Steve Pierce joining us in studio. It's a pleasure to have you in here, man.
We enjoy it.
Love this opportunity to hang out with you. And speaking of, you know, this generation of just apathetic people, we talk regularly. We have a show called Shock Therapy Live where we talk in depth about, you know, what the Bible says about marriage, what the Bible says about homosexuality. Abortion, we have Aspen Project on every single Thursday talking about foster and adoption here in New Mexico, talking about the importance of civil protesting, if you will, you know, still loving because we are called to love. And with some form of civility, because then you see some moron out there with this crazy sign that Jesus would probably take and smack them with because it's so outrageous.
Yeah, it's outrageous.
But we're still called to stand up. I want you to talk a little bit to that person who says those very things, that, you know what, my vote doesn't count. I saw it this last election. It doesn't matter. My vote doesn't count. Do our votes really count? Does it really matter?
Absolutely. And we'll even boil it down even more than that. That too often we say one person can't make a difference.
Right, that's what we hear all the time.
So I just take them to John Quincy Adams. He was the president of the United States, went back to Congress. Now that's a way step down. I'm in Congress and I can tell you that's a big step. He went to for one issue, and that is slavery. They even disliked his comments so much they outlawed him to speak on the floor of the House of Representatives. So in this nation with the right to freedom of speech, he can't, in the body of lawmakers, can't speak freely about slavery. So he sits on the back bench and he actually dies in office and you think, okay, he didn't do a thing. He didn't get it done. 20-something years and he didn't get it done. But in his last 2 years, there was a freshman came in. Freshmen always sit on the back benches, and so that old gentleman was back there, and they talked. And that was Abraham Lincoln.
Amen.
Abraham Lincoln didn't think much about slavery, frankly, in his early years. He didn't run. He only served 2 years in Congress, went home, ran for Senate, lost, and he got really, he was trashed out, said,
yeah.
I'm not going to keep doing this, but I am going to write down stuff. So for 6 months, he wrote what John Quincy Adams. That was what kept coming to his mind. He began to be compelled that slavery was the burning issue of the day.
No!
Hey.
My headphones aren't working, bro.
It's okay. It's okay. You don't need them. You don't need them. I'm just kidding. Put on those other headphones. Sorry.
I'll put on Congressman Pierce's headphones.
Do they smell good?
Oh, they smell pretty wonderful.
Wow.
Yeah.
How does he smell? Tell me.
I don't know. Pretty great. Congressman Steve Pierce, thanks to him and his staff for coming in here and hanging out with us. That
yes,
was pretty fun.
That was awesome. And like he like came in to have a serious conversation and interview with Peter.
Yeah.
And he had that. And then he came over here.
Yeah.
And we talked to him about some like fun things and then serious things.
Pretty great.
He's pretty awesome.
He's pretty for real.
And he's friends with W.
And he's friends with Dubs. The Dubs of B.
G.
B Dubs.
G
Dubs. Do you think W ever goes to Buffalo Wild Wings?
I hope so.
And he's just like, what, what?
Dude.
The W in the BW.
Can I? He's GW and BW.
Oh, snap.
What?
Yeah,
yesterday, I was looking for a place to go have lunch before the Mumford show.
Yeah. Oh, that Mumford show? How you went and saw Mumford and Sons?
It was amazing.
That one, the show that you went and saw Mumford and
the
Sons?
The one where I saw Mumford and Sons, that show.
Yeah.
The Mumford and Sons show, which I saw yesterday. With
right.
Mumford and Sons, they were there. So, right. I'm very tired. Anyway, for lunch, I'm looking for a place, and we're like, oh, B-dubs, we're in Santa Fe. This is so cool. And
you can't say that.
Well, it was cool.
Because you were in Santa Fe. That's why you're saying it was cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, right.
So we like drive up and it says coming soon.
Oh, snap.
And then we drive to the door. We're like, maybe they forgot to take down that sign.
Oh,
please tell me.
Why would you do that to yourself?
And then, so we drive up to the door, like past the door. It's like, our workers are in training for 4 more days. I'm like, I don't have 4 days. I have 4 minutes.
Yeah.
I need to eat now.
And it was Thursday.
Oh,
I know.
I was so excited. Like when we passed it, I'm like, tears of joy, tears of joy. Never mind.
Oh, tears of sadness.
Never mind.
It's all gone. 505-338-3700 is the phone number, by the way. Hey, coming up here in just a few, Hillsong United tickets.
What?
We'll be giving some away.
We say the same thing.
I know.
Yes, we will be giving some Hillsong tickets away.
Not right now. People are calling in now.
Not
you say,
yet.
You say coming soon and people mean
okay, hold
like
on.
Now?
Ready? coming soon. We will be giving Hillsong tickets away.
Not now, but soon. 505-338-3700. But we got to take a quick leak, quick peek.
I have to go take a quick leak.
Quick. That's what happens when you're wanting to say a quick look or a and quick peek at traffic. That I gotta go.
There is an accident. Oh no,
yeah.
It's not funny.
Oh, there was an accident with my words.
Yeah, don't
go
don't,
on.
Please don't take a quick leak.
Yeah,
right
thank
here.
You.
An accident. The right lane is blocked on I-25 so south at Sunport. That's exit 221. That is awful. An accident on I-25 exit 221. There is another accident. The left lane is blocked. I-25 north at Alameda. That's on 528 and exit 233. And another. Oh my goodness!
Wow.
Oh no! Another accident on Paseo east at Coors. I'm just gonna look for more accidents since apparently today's the day.
It's because I said a quick leak at traffic and everybody was laughing so hard that they ran into each other. I'm sorry, everybody.
The right lane is closed on Princeton South at Aztec and more construction work. Another right lane is closed second north at Candelaria, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. Static.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Hey, buddy.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Fantastic. Just got done with an interview with Congressman Steve Pierce in studio.
That's awesome. I was listening in.
Yeah, he's a really, really rad dude.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I love summer break. It's awesome.
Summer break!
Makes me feel... Yeah.
Yeah.
I love just sleeping in.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Unfortunately,
Talk to Mitch about sleeping in and how wonderful it is.
How many hours
right
of
now.
Sleep did you get?
Let's see. I went to bed last night at 11 p.m. I woke up this morning at 7 a.m.
Wow, that's only 8 hours. You should go back
I
to sleep.
I bet you're feeling refreshed and wonderful. Isn't it great getting a sufficient amount of sleep?
Oh.
It is.
It's so great because when you have a lack of that, your decision making is poor and you just you feel icky. It's like sleep deprivation. That's like a form of torture in some places. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What is your excuse for poor decision making?
Shut up.
Anyways, guys, I do remember one night. I think it was this last summer. I had stayed up past midnight one night. And,
Oh,
my goodness. The next
you
gotta
day, be careful.
I had a headache.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that. That's the witching hour. Wait, is that the witching hour or is that like
what
6 p.m.? The witching hour. It's like the scary hour where witches turn into frogs.
Oh.
That's what I heard. I read that on YouTube.
That's a problem right there.
It was a comment on a Snoop Dogg video.
Of course.
Hmm. I'll
just
check it out on YouTube.
Yep.
Yes, please.
Please do.
Please do.
I'm always honest.
Matthew, we love you, bro.
We do.
Thank you.
Can we play a song for you?
Sure.
What do you want to hear?
House of Gold by 21 Pilots.
Absolutely. I've never wanted to hear that song more in my life than right now.
Thanks, guys. I'll talk to you guys Monday morning.
All right, man. We'll talk to you then.
Okay, bye.
All right, goodbye.
He said thank you.
He did! Hillsong tickets on the way! Steve on Mitch.
Good morning. She asked me, son. My heart
keeps beating like a hammer. Culture Shock. For more, log on to mystaticradio.com.
Yep.
It's that time.
I love Metric.
I don't know if anybody can tell, but we've added a good amount of new Culture Shocks.
Oh.
And I'm really stoked about them. Mystaticradio.com is where you get all the information on Culture Shocks.
Added a slew of them. That one coming from the brain of Bill Peterson. Great suggestion.
Definitely.
Loved it.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's a great one. If you would like to suggest a Culture Shock, here's what you got to do. Send us an email, studio@mystaticradio.com. I would prefer if you could tell me why you believe it's a culture shock, because we get some great culture shocks.
Like, what,
and then I have to write stuff up about them. Mm-hmm. And that's cool, too. But I love it when we get some from listeners who say, hey, man, this song says this, and God's word says this, and so it makes me think of this. Yeah, good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else is good stuff?
What?
Free tickets.
Woo! I agree.
505-338-3700 is a phone number, girl.
That's right.
We've got a slew of games to play today because we have a handful of tickets to give away for Hillsong United, which is coming up June 10th. If you'd like to be involved, call us up right now. 505-338-3700. All right. Hey, who's this?
This is Spencer.
Hey, Spencer. What's up, Spencer? Are you a Hillsong fan?
Yes, sir.
You love Hillsong United?
Love Hillsong United.
Do you love Craigslist?
Am I on Craigslist?
Do you love it?
Do you love Craigslist? The answer is yes.
I hope the answer is yes. Okay, good. Because here's what we're going to do. The game is called Craigslist Fill in the Blank.
Okay.
And here's how it works, man. I'm going to read you something that someone is selling on Craigslist, and you have to tell me what it is, okay?
Okay, something's on Craigslist, and I have to tell you what it is.
Yep,
okay.
here you go. All right. Please take the pile of blank in our driveway. It's been there for 3 years, so I can't promise the condition, especially the blank at the bottom. My daughter says there's a number of small animals living in the blank, so you should probably be prepared for a fight with some critters. Gloves are suggested. I estimate there are 3 pickup loads of blank, so bring a friend. Don't be alarmed if some of my family settle in to watch you remove the blank. We're easy to entertain. That is a real Craigslist ad. What is this gentleman giving away?
Let me think.
You can do this. I believe in you.
Want to read it again? Or at least the first...
one more time.
Please take the pile of blank in the driveway. Been there for 3 years, so I can't promise its condition, especially the blank at the bottom. My daughter says there's a number of small animals living in the blank, so you should probably be prepared for a fight with critters. Gloves are suggested. I estimate there are 3 pickup loads of blanks to bring a friend. Don't be alarmed if some of my family settle in to watch you remove the blank. We're easy to entertain. What is in this dude's driveway?
What's the blank?
Jeez.
Got 3 seconds.
I guess poop.
Oh, poop. Oh. That's actually a really good suggestion.
The only thing I could think of, too.
Yeah, poop is unfortunately not
that
the correct
not
answer.
It.
Thanks.
Keep trying.
Thanks for calling in. Static. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How's it going?
Good.
Are you a fan of Hillsong?
Yes, you could say that.
Are you a fan of guessing games?
They're fun.
Are you ready to tell me what the family has in their driveway?
I was going to say junk, but that's too...
Something specific.
Need a more specific answer than that. You got 5 seconds.
Scrap metal.
Scrap metal. Ooh, that's a good
one.
Unfortunately,
no.
Not correct.
We have some hints.
Yeah. No hints.
No. It's part of this. Okay. They have to wear gloves.
They have to wear gloves.
To get them. Mm-hmm. There are a number of small critters.
Possibly living.
Possibly. And it's going to be entertaining.
Three pickup loads of blank.
And it's going to be entertaining for the family to watch.
Static Radio, who's this?
My name is Audra.
Audra, what is the family giving away in their driveway?
Old car parts.
That's a good one, too. Unfortunately, that's not correct.
No, that is
sorry.
Not it.
That's
Keep
a good
trying.
Guess, though. Keep trying. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We have a pair of Hillsong United tickets to give away. If you can tell me what is the family got in their driveway. Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. What is the family?
How's it going?
What is it?
Old furniture. Ooh, man. These are really good incorrect answers.
That is not it.
Incorrect answer. All right. Static.
Hey.
Hey.
These are really good.
Okay. Gotta turn your radio down.
I know what it is.
All right. Okay, what is it?
Leaves.
Oh, wow. That's a really good one, too.
Nope.
Also incorrect. Thanks for the call.
You know what?
Yeah.
We're kind of like dancing around the answer,
I think. Here we go. 505-338-3700, the phone number. I'll read it one more time. Static, who's this?
Desiree.
Would you like me to read it for you one more time?
I got it.
You got it.
Yes, it's a pile of wood.
A pile of wood! Yes. You are correct! Please take this pile of wood in our driveway. It's been there for 3 years, so I can't promise its condition, especially the wood at the bottom. My daughter says there's a number of small animals living in the woods, so you should probably be prepared for a fight with critters. Gloves are suggested. I estimate there are 3 pickup loads of wood, so bring a friend. Don't be alarmed if some of my family settle in to watch you remove the wood. We're easy to entertain, as are we. Desiree.
Woo! Woo!
Yay. Good job. We're hooking you up with a pair of tickets to see Hillsong United. That's coming up this next week, June 10th, actually.
On Tuesday.
On Tuesday.
Nice.
Are
nice.
You excited?
I'm there. Thank you.
Yes. Okay.
Stay on the line, though. Stay on the line. We need to get a little bit more information.
All right. Desiree won a pair of tickets to see Hillsong United. It's that easy. We've got a handful of games, bro.
Yes.
We're going to be doing this morning some random games, pulling out of the woodwork.
Oh.
Huh? Oh, snap.
That's what this song is called, Woodwork.
Yeah. Or the pile of wood from Craigslist. Either way.
Whatever.
Hilarity.
Keep listening because we have more tickets to give away.
That's right. 505-338-3700. We'll do that soon. Got some Depeche Mode on the way. Right now, Sleeping at Last. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
Culture Shock. For more, log on to mystaticradio.com.
Depeche Mode in Heaven right here on Static Radio. That one coming from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28 and 29. If you want to know what I'm talking about, get to mystaticradio.com/culture shock. You can talk about some mode action.
Also, get to our Instagrams. At mystaticradio is our following name
or handle.
Whatever. Our handle. But, dude, that's a good picture.
Boom, Congressman Steve Pierce.
I love it. It's pretty great.
It was pretty great.
It was.
So, yeah, there you go. New mode making its way to Static Radio and a lot of great new culture shocks. You can check out details. MyStaticRadio.com/culture shock. Get some interaction going. There's, little blurbs. Feel free to troll us.
I don't like that word.
Troll?
Troll. Makes me uncomfortable.
What?
What?
Just got a text from our dear friend in California.
Thebes?
Yeah, he says he met and talked with David Gahan in a VIP area at a Blind Melon concert. Talked with him for about 10 minutes before I recognized him.
Whoa! Wow. Like, who am I talking to?
My wife is losing her mind right now, probably. Static!
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
I have a joke.
You have a joke? It is Fun Joke Friday, isn't it?
I'm ready.
Okay. How does the horse look when he's running?
How does the horse what?
Look when he's running?
Yes.
How does a horse look when he's running?
Dashing.
He looks dashing.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
505-338-3700. It is Fun Joke Friday. It is also a big ticket giveaway day. We're going to be doing a lot of ticket giveaways today. We have a few more pairs of Hillsong United tickets to give away. They'll be in Albuquerque June 10th. It's coming next week if you got nothing going on. Keep it locked to Static because coming up, we're going to have another trivia game. We're going to play some games this morning.
Yeah, no, I'm excited.
Keep people on their toes.
Here's the thing. A concert on a weekday is a little stressful now.
Yeah, because, it'd probably help if you didn't have to drive all the way to Taos, New Mexico.
Totally. That was my biggest problem. At least this one's right here in Albuquerque.
Yeah. Yeah. This one coming up in Albuquerque. You now last night went to Mumford up in Taos.
I did. And here's the thing. We get there. I don't think I've even told you this. We get there and we're like, oh, it's so nice outside, overcast, thunderstorms off in the distance. This is so nice. We get inside the actual park.
And it starts raining.
And it's like,
starts pouring, and the concert was supposed to start at 7 and it didn't start till 8:30.
Oh my gosh.
You've already told the story on the air, actually.
Did I?
Yeah. Yeah. You have.
2.5 hours of sleep, bro. 2.5 hours of sleep.
I should have just let you go with
but
it. I'm sorry.
The people who are hearing this now maybe didn't know. So here's the thing. I get inside, and it's like, and that was lightning, and then boom, rah, that's thunder.
You even told Congressman Steve Pierce.
No, I
about,
did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did. Because no. You were like, yeah, and it was in Taos, and it was supposed to, here's the thing, bro. It was supposed to start at 7. It didn't start till 8:30. And he was like, oh, man, because he's awesome and cool. And
I just don't even remember
over letting that just fly over his head that you were just like all, hey, bro.
I am like punch drunk. I'm like, so
hello,
tired.
Hello, sir, Congressman Steve Pierce, sir. How are you, sir? And you're like, yeah, so, bro.
Okay.
I'm up to like 3 in the morning, bro.
Not only am I talking to him like that,
oh,
but
my
I have
gosh.
Coffee spilled down my shirt. I'm like, I shouldn't be here. I should not be here.
Yep.
This is awful.
One of those days. I'm glad you're having it. Not me. Not me. I had one of those days yesterday. I had to go see a doctor.
Uh-huh.
Had to go check out a doctor. With the glove. And they're like, dude, you're still young, but there's some stuff, so let's check this out. We're going to rock an ultrasound for Monday, which, by the way, pray for this guy come Monday. So I go
you're
home.
You're pregnant. Ultrasound.
Dang it, you just ruined my story.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You just ruined the story, the hilarity of a 7-year-old, because I get home and I'm telling Jack and Luke and they're asking how it went. I'm like, I'm cool, but we need to pray for daddy because I got to get an ultrasound on Monday. And Luke looks at me in all seriousness and says, are you pregnant?
I was just making a joke.
I'm like, I almost spit water all over him because I was so like... wait, what? Because mommy had to get an ultrasound.
Yeah.
Mommy got an ultrasound when she was pregnant with Brody. So mm-hmm. It was like, that was his immediate go-to.
That is amazing.
Yeah, I got to get an ultrasound on Monday. Are you pregnant?
Nope, that can't happen. Can't happen.
Man, you're 7. Did we not talk yet?
That's beautiful.
Yeah. So,
yeah,
there you go.
Fun Joke Friday.
Fun Joke Friday. Coming back, we got some more great music for you and your chance to score tickets to see Hillsong United coming up June 10th.
Here you go.
Right here in the ABQ. So you don't have to drive to Taos to see a crazy show.
Yeah, okay, but that was worth it.
Yeah, our afternoon girl, Celeste, had a chance to catch up with Joel Houston.
She did.
Amazing interview. We aired it here on this here morning show. So, yeah, all you Hillsong United fans, get your dialing fingers ready. We'll give away another pair of tickets around the corner. Also got some Capital Cities on the way, as well as Civil Twilight. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. General Ghost. Give me to the waves now. Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey.
It is Friday. Excited, dude. Good day.
It's been a really good day.
Getting geared up for the weekend.
What? We just got to talk to Congressman Steve Pierce.
That was fun. We posted a photo with that dude. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Kind of
there,
cool.
Check it out.
Kind of cool.
You've been kind of busy looking through your phone at all your photos and videos of Mumford last night.
Look at that one. Hold on. Let me show you another one. I'll post it on our Twitter. It's so good. Look at that picture. Look at that. Are you kidding me right now?
You were seriously like 10 rows deep.
Yes. Oh, it was amazing.
You were right there.
I was right there.
It's pretty cool.
But here's the thing. I was so close that like I had to consciously tell myself, Michelle, stop taking pictures. Enjoy the concert.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh my gosh, look at the lighting. Oh my gosh, look at the lighting. And he's so close that it's going to be in focus. Okay, cool. Okay, get this picture. And then I'd get it and I'd be like, that was awesome. And then I'd get another one and then another one. And then eventually my phone's like, sorry, you're out of space.
Wow.
So I had to stop.
That's okay. No. That's okay. Hey, guess what?
Is it game time?
It's game time.
What?
505-338-3700. Tuesday, June 10th, Hillsong United in Albuquerque. We got your tickets. You want to wear? You want to wear a pair? You want to win a pair?
You wear leak. Good morning, sir.
505-338-3700. Easy game for you.
What game are we playing?
Static.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. How you doing?
Pretty good.
The name of the game is Find the Fake Town. I'm going to give you 4 towns in the United States, and you're going to have to tell me which one is fake. All right?
Okay.
All right. What's your name?
Spencer. This is Spencer again.
Hey, Spencer.
Hey.
Man, you've tried.
You're going to get these tickets.
I hope you do.
I'm trying it again.
All right. Here we go. Is it Carefree Arizona, Butterscotch Florida, Friendly West Virginia, or Ideal Georgia? Which one is the fake town?
Say one more time.
Ready, go. All right.
Okay. Can you say them one more time?
Carefree Arizona, Butterscotch, Florida, Friendly, West Virginia, or Ideal, Georgia? Which one's the fake one?
I'd say Butterscotch, Arizona.
Butterscotch, Florida, or Carefree, Arizona? Okay.
But, yeah.
Butterscotch, Florida, fake town. Survey says...
Oh, nice. Nice.
Good job. Carefree, Arizona is real. Friendly, West Virginia, and Ideal, Georgia, all real. Butterscotch, Florida, the fake... That's good. Yes. Good job there, Spencer.
I know all three of those were real because I've actually lived all three of those places for like 5 months.
No, you have not.
Stop it right now.
Yeah,
look at this.
Seriously.
This was ordained by God. You had to live in all these crappy places so that you could get free tickets to Hillsong United. It has finally paid off after all these years.
They are quite crappy, too. Yeah.
We're so sorry that the baker didn't tell the king so that you could have gotten out of there sooner. However, you are now getting your reward, Spencer. Tickets to Hillsong United. Congratulations,
man. I love you guys. You guys are awesome too, man.
Hang on the line, all right?
Thanks.
All right. It's just that easy. We are going to give away a few more pairs of tickets this morning to see Hillsong United. Your chance coming up very, very soon.
I'm excited to give these away.
Same state for you now. Song's called Sons and Daughters. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Yep.
Look at my eyes.
I see them. The Lion K there for you, Steve-O and Mitch. Good morning.
Hey.
My co-host is Dragon.
I am.
You were a trooper, bro. You went and saw Mumford last night in Taos, drove all the way home, had about 2 hours of sleep, and you're here.
It's like a big joke. When I woke up this morning for the second time at 5:30-ish, I was like, that's funny. That's funny that I have to get up right now and go because I just got home 2 hours ago.
Dude, so last week I was talking to a buddy of mine, and he was kind of nervous because he was telling me about this issue he was having. I'm like, dude, you should go talk to your doctor. So he goes and talks to his doctor, and he's like, bro, I'm having this problem where whenever I'm like walking around downtown, Knob Hill area, whatever, and I see anybody on a bike, I just want to like jump out in front of them and take out the tires.
It's not okay.
It's not okay, right?
No.
So he talked to his doctor about it. Apparently, actually, it's okay. It's a normal thing.
That is?
It, apparently. I don't know. He talked to his doctor, and his doctor had heard of it. I guess he's a psychopath. Hey! A psychopath! Thank you! Fun joke Friday! Anybody? Anybody? Psychopath. He's a psychopath.
I get it.
It just, okay, well...
It's the silent laughter. That was so dumb.
You know what? It's Fun Joke Friday, and I'm the only one awake, so thought I'd tell a joke. It is Fun Joke Friday. It is also the final Friday before Hillsong United. We're giving away tickets.
What?
You like to score a pair of tickets to Hillsong United.
What?
Psychopath. Dang, I'm hilarious. 505-338-3700. That's the phone number. 505-338-3700.
More tickets to just give to you.
Giving away tickets to Hillsong United if you'd like to score them.
What? Hillsong United? Hey, never mind.
I gotta come up with a different game. Huh?
Come up with a different game.
I've got it.
Okay.
I'll make it easy.
I like easy.
All right. Who's this?
Stephanie.
Stephanie, welcome to Static Radio.
Thank you.
Are you a fan of Hillsong United?
I am.
Are you a fan of Steve-O in the morning?
Super fan.
Thank you. Okay, good.
Wait, what about Mitch?
Mitch is cool. I mean, come on.
I'm way better.
I know she's asleep and everything, but I'm still bigger.
And I'm still here.
Awesome. All right. We're going to make it pseudo easy for you. The game is called Hole in the Headline. I'm going to read you a headline from the news this last week. And all you have to do is tell me the word that's missing, okay?
All right.
It's easy-ish. It's easy-ish. All right, so here we go. The headline reads like this. Blank gets loose. Police subdue it with taser. Blank gets loose. Police subdue it with taser. What word is missing from the headline?
Can I... ask where the headline is from?
Tallahassee, Florida. Tallahassee, Florida. Blank gets loose. Police subdue it with taser.
Okay, it's Florida, so there's only, like, two possible answers.
Okay.
I mean, the obvious would be a robber. But I want to say alligator because it's Florida. I shouldn't have asked where it was from.
I know.
Okay, so what was your answer?
I'll just go robber.
Robber?
Ooh.
I should have said alligator, huh?
Unfortunately, that's incorrect. But thank you much for trying.
Keep
all right, 505-338-3700, the phone number. It is headline. Hole in the headline. Blank gets loose. Police subdue it with taser. Hello.
Hey,
who's this?
This is Hans.
Hey, Hans. Hole in the headline. You think you can guess what's missing?
I'll try.
All right.
Oh, it's not alligator.
No, she said robber.
She said robber, actually. That's her final guess.
Oh, so it's not alligator.
Well, she said robber.
I don't know. She said robber.
Okay. Prisoner?
Prisoner. Prisoner
gets
loose. Police subdue it with taser. Sorry, that's wrong. That's wrong. Keep trying. 505-338-3700. Up for grabs. A pair of tickets to see Hillsong United. Static.
Hi, I'm trying to win tickets.
All right. Blank gets loose. Police subdue it with taser. What's missing?
Say that again.
Blank gets loose. Police subdue it with taser. What word's missing from that headline?
Bear?
Bear gets loose. Police subdue it with taser. That's a really good guess.
Yeah.
And if it were Albuquerque, that'd actually be true. But that's not right.
Keep trying. You're so close.
Yeah.
So close.
So close. Static.
Hey, it's Martha.
Hi, Martha.
Nobody said alligator.
Nobody said alligator.
It's true.
This was in Tallahassee, Florida.
So alligator. That's not it?
Unfortunately, that's incorrect.
But it's so close.
But it's close. Static.
Okay.
Hi.
Are you going to ask me the question?
Blank gets loose. Police subdue it with taser. What word is missing?
Llama.
Llama gets loose. Police subdue it with taser. Who's this?
It happens all the time in Florida.
Who's this?
Stephanie.
Stephanie. You guessed robber the first time you called in. Man,
yeah.
you have good dialing fingers. These phone lines have been jammed.
Yeah.
I do.
The headline reads...
Did I get it?
Blank gets loose. Police subdue it with taser. And the story reads like this. When Scooter... The llama busted out of his pen in Tallahassee, Florida. It took three county sheriff's deputies and a taser gun to get him back in. The 6-foot-tall, 7-year-old llama outran the authorities for a while, even leaping over a 4-foot fence to avoid capture. The taser was used because Scooter was running in the middle of the road and was likely going to cause an accident. So the police tasered the llama.
Oh.
Good job, Stephanie. Hang on the line, will you? It's just that easy, people.
It is.
It's just that easy.
Seriously.
We have more tickets up for grabs. Hillsong United coming this Tuesday, and we've got your tickets.
Yep.
I love games like this.
Me too.
On the way, we got the Vocal Few. We also have some Mumford. Steve Owen Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Paper out. The song's called Love Letters, Static Radio. Good morning. 9:43 now. Time to take our final peek at traffic this morning.
Of course it is. Why wouldn't it be?
Well, because it's, 9:43.
No, I said, why wouldn't it be?
I know, I'm just saying.
It's 9:43.
We do that every day.
Do we?
Yeah,
do we?
Sometimes.
Do we?
Sometimes every day.
I think you like to be crazy.
Yeah.
There's construction work on Alameda between San Pedro and I-25, the service road. The right lane is closed on 2nd north at Candelaria, as well as more construction work. The right lane is closed Princeton south at Aztec. construction work on Unser and I-40, as well as Unser and Sage, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669.
There we have Desiree, Spencer, and Stephanie have all won tickets to go see Hillsong.
We got another pair of tickets. It's our final pair of tickets to give away before this Tuesday. Hillsong United, June 10th. Details, mystaticradio.com. But one last pair of tickets to give away this morning.
That's right.
505-338-3700, the phone number. We'll do simple trivia. If you can get my one trivia question correct, we'll totally hook you up with a pair of tickets to Hillsong United. Ooh. Trying to make it easier. Static.
Hello.
Hi.
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 Who's this?
This is Romel.
Romel. What? Hey, are you a fan of Hillsong United?
I'm not, but my mother-in-law is, so I'm trying to get her some tickets.
There you go.
Nice.
See, this is good.
That's
trying
nice.
To be a good son-in-law.
I like that.
You're ready to roll. I got one trivia question. It'll be easy. Maybe.
It better be.
Maybe.
I know where he lives.
So here we go.
I kitty.
In 2012, Philadelphia had the most, while Tampa Bay had the least of what?
You have to repeat that. I can't hear you.
In 2012, Philadelphia had the most of this, while Tampa Bay had the least. What is it?
That is an easy one, but it can be various things.
Mm-hmm. Trying to make it to where you couldn't Google it.
I have no idea.
Oh, I'm at work right now, so.
What would you guess, Mitch? If you guess, I'll give it to him.
I don't know. Rain?
No, that's a good guess, though.
Not rain.
What she said?
She said rain.
I said rain, but it is not rain.
It's not rain. I need an answer.
Penalties.
What?
Are we talking about football or?
No.
No, just like something in general.
Penalties, I like that. Tampa Bay doesn't even.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do. They're my team.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like offended by right now. Hold on. No.
Hold on. She's offended. Hold on.
No, I'm done.
Thanks, Romel. All right.
But he didn't guess.
He tried. Football. No, not football. Penalties. Static. Static. Hello. Hi. Cool.
Hi.
If you call in, turn your radio down because you're going to confuse yourself.
Totally.
505-338-3700 is the phone number.
Can I know what it is?
No, you can't know what it is. You got to try. You can keep guessing. And if you guess it while the caller's on the phone, I'll hook them up with the tickets. How's that sound? Static.
Hi, it's RJ.
Hi, RJ.
What's the question?
In 2012, Philadelphia had the most, while Tampa Bay had the least of what?
Arrests.
Arrests. Ooh, nope. What you got, RJ?
Fish.
Fish? No, it's not fish.
No, that's not it.
This is a tough one.
Are we even in the general? Like, am I in the general?
I'm not telling you.
Is it weather?
In 2012, Philadelphia had the most, while Tampa Bay had the least. What is it?
Philadelphia had the most, Tampa Bay had the least.
Come on.
I don't know those
Keep guessing.
Areas.
Static.
Are you still doing that?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Yep. In 2012, Philadelphia had the most, while Tampa Bay had the least. What is it?
I'm going to guess snow.
Snow.
Oh, that would make sense.
That's a really good one. Because, you know, Tampa Bay, Philadelphia.
Yes. Yeah.
That's really, really good. I like that.
That.
Oh, except it's wrong.
No, it's wrong.
Sorry.
Dang it.
It's wrong. Thanks for the call, though.
Thank you.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Up for grabs, a pair of tickets to see Hillsong United. Static.
Would the answer be jobs?
Jobs. In 2012, Philadelphia had the most, while Tampa Bay had the least. Jobs.
Is it correct?
No, I'm sorry. It's not correct. That's a good one, too, though.
Dang.
Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700. Oh, yeah!
So stressful.
Sorry. Come on.
I don't even know, like, what area to guess in. Like,
well, Philadelphia and Tampa Bay area, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
In 2012, Philadelphia had the most, while Tampa Bay had the least. What are we talking about? Static!
Hey, it's Romel again.
What up, Romel?
What has been guessed already?
Lots of stuff.
Arrests.
Here, let me say
rain,
this.
Snow.
You said football penalties.
Football.
Can I say one thing?
Yes.
Romel's trying to win these for his mother-in-law, so I'm going to help you out just a touch.
All right.
You're in the vicinity
of football?
I'm not going to say. You're in the right general area, sort of, but not really.
Citations.
Ooh, that's a good one.
No.
Sorry, Romel. No. Static.
Wait. I think it's touchdowns.
Touchdowns. Ooh. No. Sorry. It's not touchdowns. Sorry. 505-338-3700. Tampa Bay scored enough touchdowns. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Not enough to actually win games,
of course. I'm waiting for someone to...
And I'll tell you this. It's not football. That's nothing to do with football.
Okay.
Static.
Is it sports injuries?
Sports injuries. That's a good one. That's actually a really, really good guess. It's absolutely incorrect, though. Ugh. Okay. All right, Static. Hello. Cool. We just got butt dialed. Static.
Hi.
Okay. In 2012, Philadelphia had the most, while Tampa Bay had the least. What is it?
Homicides.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Man. Thankfully, that's not correct. Static.
I am going to guess tickets.
Tickets? What kind of tickets?
Like, when the police pull you over.
Oh, man. So close, no matter how far away, girl. What? No, that's not right. Man. Static.
My guess is sports team wins.
Philadelphia had the most. Tampa Bay had the least.
My guess.
Uh-huh.
Sports team tickets sold.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to
tickets.
Be a little more
sports
particular than that.
Sold.
Nope, but that was a good guess. Mitch.
Flip.
Come on. If you get it right, okay, whoever's okay. on the phone, I'm telling you, I'll hook him up. Static. Okay.
Hey, it's Sunny.
Hi, Sunny.
Hi. I was thinking of tourists.
Ooh. Philadelphia had more than Tampa Bay.
Ooh.
That's incorrect. Sorry. 505-338-3700. Up for grabs. Pair of tickets to see Hillsong United. All you got to do is answer this simple trivia question. In 2012, Philadelphia had the most. Tampa Bay had the least.
Is it football tickets sold?
No, it's not football tickets sold. Static.
Home runs.
This is stressing me out.
That's incorrect. I'm sorry. Static.
DWIs.
Is it baseball tickets sold?
It is baseball tickets sold.
Yes! Whoa. That means, sir, you win.
Who's this?
This is Pat and Cruises.
Pat, what? Are you coming
to Albuquerque? Can you come up to Albuquerque for the Hillsong show?
I can't be there, dude.
You can't be there. All right, here's what I'm going
to
do because you're such a wonderful human being.
Give it to the guy. Who is calling in?
I'm going
to
give it. Romel was trying to call in to win for his mother.
Give it to him.
Give it to. You're going to give away your tickets there, Pat, in Las Cruces?
To Hillsong United.
All right.
That's so sweet. So we need him to call back.
There you go. Thanks, Pat. You're awesome.
All right, man. Have a good one.
Thank you, too.
See ya.
There you go.
We need Romel to call in, apparently, because Pat and Crucis is going to give his tickets to you. In 2012, the Philadelphia Phillies sold over 3.5 million tickets, and the Tampa Bay Rays just over 1.5 million.
Oh, you guys already got it.
Yes. Yeah.
Who's this?
Okay.
Who's this?
This is Justin.
Sorry,
Justin.
Static.
Baseball tickets, I got it.
Who's this?
It's Romel.
Yeah.
Hey, Romel. Hang on the line, bro. Are you stoked?
Thank you.
Are you stoked?
I'm very excited.
Pat and Las Cruces totally just gave
you
tickets.
Pat and Las Cruces totally hooked you up. With his
win.
Thank
you so much.
It's pretty cool. Your mother-in-law is going to be very excited. You can totally pretend like you actually got them for her. So,
yeah.
Your hard work, your dedication paid off. Good job, bro.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, man. Hang on the line. There you go. That's it for us. We are done.
Hey, that was fun.
We got a weekend ahead of us. Yay, I don't have to be here.
Aww, I will be here.
Oh, I'm hitting the pool. I'm going to kick back.
Are you really hitting the pool? Because I'm going to go swimming, too.
Are you?
Yeah.
Where are you going swimming?
At these apartments that my friends live at.
Oh, no. I'm not going to do that.
Summer.
That's too much. It's like foreign pee in apartment pool.
No, this is a really nice pool.
It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Where are you going?
I don't know. I hadn't figured it out yet.
Okay.
It just sounded like fun because it's like all summertime.
Oh, what's up, girl?
I got to do something fun this weekend.
There you go.
Getting ready one more week until Man of Steel.
Mm-hmm.
More importantly, one more week until our birthday party! Dude, 1 week from tonight, House of Heroes Come Wind. They will be in Albuquerque for Static Radio's second birthday party. Tickets are on sale right now at mystaticradio.com. Hey, we got an email question this morning from somebody who donated during our Spring Bling. And if you donated above $50, you got a pair of tickets to the birthday bash. They'll be available at will call. Make sure you have your ID there. We will send an email blast out this week, I promise, to remind you. But that's right. Our birthday bash coming up 1 week from today.
You don't want to miss it. It's
you
going
really
to be
don't.
Amazing. House of Heroes, they are practicing songs that they have never performed live.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to do that just for us.
It's going to be fun. Our second birthday party this coming Friday with House of Heroes and Come Win. Tickets are $15. Get them now at mystaticradio.com. We out.
That's right.
We'll see you guys again Monday. Mitch is going to go home and fall into a coma until Sunday morning.
Yeah, sounds about right.
And
I'll be back here.
We'll see you then. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace. Yeah. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise. Honking at the honey in front of you.